A study out today from the Pew Research Center finds that 11% of American adults have used an online dating site or a mobile dating app, whether it be Match.com or OkCupid or Christian Mingle. Aaron Smith is senior researcher for the Pew Research Center, and he joins us now. And Aaron, when we hear 11%, is that a big jump from the past?
So this is our first time asking about dating apps specifically, but we've asked about dating sites in general a few different times. And it's grown from about 3% of the public when we first asked about this in 2008. So it's about tripled over the last 5 or 6 years now. Obviously, there's lots of people out there who are either not looking for a partner or are in long-term relationships. And so for certain groups, it's much higher. So if you look only at those people who are currently single and actively looking for a partner, almost 40% of those folks have used online dating.
I see that 23% have met a spouse or long-term partner, but 54%, according to your poll, of people who use online dating felt that someone else has seriously misrepresented themselves in their profile.
We saw a lot of kind of good and bad among people's experiences with online dating. So as you mentioned, you know, a lot of them have gone on dates. A lot of them have met significant others. When we ask them about their attitudes, they generally tend to be very positive about the whole experience. But we did see some downsides. So as you mentioned, that the big one is you know, meeting someone in person and realizing that either they don't look or don't act like they express themselves in their profile. We also saw a number of people, particularly women, who said that they had been exposed to sort of uncomfortable or harassing contact within the context of these sites. So there are some bad experiences. Overall, people feel pretty good about it, but there are certainly a minority of online daters who you know, seem to have a bad go of it and express some very negative attitudes towards the whole experience.
And there is still a negative attitude toward people who use these sites. I saw that in your poll, 21% of people feel that those who are using online dating are desperate, but that is down from 29% in 2005.
Absolutely. So what we've seen over that time is that, A, people are much more sort of exposed to online dating in general. So they're much more likely to know someone who uses it. They're much more likely to know a friend or family member who's met a partner through it. And as that's become more commonplace in the culture, people's attitudes have become much more positive. So a significant majority of the public now thinks of it as a good way to meet people. At the same time, there are some holdouts. And about one in five Americans have fairly negative attitudes towards this. And generally speaking, those folks are the ones who either, you know, don't use it, don't know anyone who uses it, haven't really been exposed to it in a meaningful sense. And so they sort of see it as something that's a little bit weird and that, you know, kind of people who are not like them do it.
I know many people, actually, who've used these online dating sites. One friend of mine who went on many dates from online dating sites, but now is with somebody that she met in person.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we see in a lot of our work that goes well beyond online dating. So, you know, the online world has become so enmeshed with everything else that we do in our lives that, you know, people kind of dip in, they dip out, they moderate their usage. They, you know, they meet someone in one place and then migrate it online and then migrate it back offline. So we've seen things like, you know, a quarter of the public has used the internet to, you know, help maintain a long distance relationship in one way or another. So we certainly see a lot of that sort of blending of online and offline modes as people navigate all the fun relationship activities that you have to do in the course of getting by in your daily life.
Aaron Smith, what do you think is the overall message of your study and what it says?
Yeah, I think the overall message is that you know, online dating and sort of the internet's impact on relationships has become much more sort of normal over the last 8 years or so. Obviously, there are some holdouts, but generally what we see is that as people become more exposed to it, as people become more familiar with it, they just see it as one more way of meeting people that in some ways is better, in some ways is worse, but that sort of overall is no less valuable a way of meeting people than meeting at a bar, or meeting at church, or being introduced through a friend.
Aaron Smith, senior researcher for the Pew Research Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And what is this? Look at all the lonely people hearing
yeah,
in the
what
background.
What are you saying?
Let us know, though, if you do use online dating sites or mobile apps for dating and what your experience has been with them at hereandnow.org. The latest news is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Charles River Apparel. Over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com. and Dragon speech recognition software from Nuance, a gift idea for busy parents to email, manage schedules, and record family history all by speaking. GetDragon.com.